It was a year ago that Lake Ontario began an unprecedented climb that resulted in record high water levels and catastrophic flooding for those on its shoreline. The lake's levels are currently well below where they were in May of last year. But as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, officials are warning residents and lawmakers that more should be done to prepare in case a repeat does occur.
Lake Ontario is currently 8 inches above the long-term average, but officials with the International Joint Commission, the government body that regulates the water levels, say there's no need for alarm. That's 16 inches below where it was at this time last year, and the IGC finds significant flooding is unlikely based on the snowmelt and weather forecasts. But even though the levels are within what IGC board member Tom Brown calls normal, he says people should be preparing as if they are not.
There is a limit to how much we can control a lake, and especially under excessive inflow conditions, and that they happen about every 20 years. And that should set the outlook for this to happen again and hopefully encourage people to take more shoreline resiliency measures to be better prepared next time around, because if history is the same, it'll repeat itself.
Some lawmakers have proposed funding for more resiliency measures along Lake Ontario, but many more are targeting Plan 2014, the water management plan that dictates how much water can be released from Lake Ontario to the St. Lawrence River and when. For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.